Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk That Talk with Tweety and LJ. Tweety, LJ is unavailable. He will not be in this week, so we'll be having a guest fill in with Derek as soon as he calls into the show. But in the meantime, I'll give you a quick introduction to the show. We're going to be talking about the training camp fights. And we're going to be trying to figure out, are these really productive? Are these fights or not necessary? But some people say they ought to build team chemistry. You got to have that kind of attitude to have a winning NFL team. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I feel like you need a fight attitude, a dog fight attitude to make it in the NFL, at least on the defensive side. On the offense side, you need kind of cool, calm, collected individuals. And it can balance itself out, but it could also be counterproductive because you can be like the New York Jets and lose your starting quarterback to an unnecessary punch to the face. It will. Kind of funny if you want to think about it, but at the same time, very unnecessary. I mean, we can sit here, laugh, make jokes about it, and say the Jets might be better off for it. But in the end, what if that's Aaron Rodgers getting punched in the face by a linebacker, or you know, Tony Romo or Peyton Manning, and they broke their jaw? Would it still be a laughing matter? Would it still be, hey? The team would be better off, or the league would be better off. It wouldn't hurt the NFL brand. Yeah, it would. It would actually kill the NFL brand. So, you know, I just got a big problem with the way that, you know, some people view training camp fights. Now, yes, they all gonna happen, but there should be, you know, I feel like there should be a little consequence for fighting regardless, whether it be regular season or preseason. I mean, it's still a fight. The same chance of injury you have in the game, you have in practice. So why aren't there any kind of consequences or repercussions? Like, you know, I mean, we can make jokes about it. We can, Dez Bryant getting punched in the face twice during training camp. Tyler Patton kind of caught him real good too. And, you know, it's been tough on the NFL as far as the fighting go, training camp, coaches keep control of their team. We finally got Derek on the line. What's going on, Mr. Derek?
Hey, what's up now, Kenny?
Hey, nothing much, man. I appreciate the call, man. Hopefully we can get one more guest host on, and we can do like I was telling you about earlier, we can do the little first take type of thing, see if we can get one more guest. But I was talking about the fight, the training camp. First off, you know, are they more productive than counterproductive? Well, they, you know, how do you feel about it? It's more counterproductive than productive, but how do you feel?
It's counterproductive. I mean, you come with practice, you come to get some work in, you can't get work in if everybody fights.
Yeah, like I said, it takes away from, like I said, it's training camp. You got people who ain't going to make the team, going to be on the practice squad. You got players actually fighting and competing for a job. And those who are fighting and competing for a job, it actually takes reps away from them. They can't, they're not going to feel the extra practice minutes that they miss with those. They're going to feel it with the guys that they know they're going to make the team. So it kind of takes reps from you guys. Kind of stupid.
They take their fighting for a job a little too literal. That's really what they
are. Throwing uppercuts to the chin so I can save my job.
Right, that's not going to get you hired.
Actually, that might be the quickest way to get fired. Because if you do it in a real game, if you can't do it in a real game, you're going to cost the team, you're going to cost yourself. And if you ain't that dude, you're going to probably cost yourself a job.
Right.
That's just doesn't.
No, you need that money.
Speaking of, and I was saying, it was more mostly counterproductive because
the star players can get mixed up in these fights and could possibly be hurt. And even though a lot of people don't see this dude as a star in the NFL,
that boy hit dads in the face.
Gino, you could go to dead. I was going to go to the Jets starting quarterback, Geno Smith, getting his jaw broke. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't consider him a star, but for the Jets, that's their starting quarterback. It, you know, he got his jaw broke. And like you say, Dez jumping in a training camp fight after he cut off a conversation with Jerry. I can understand, you know, don't want to be the dude on the sideline while your team go to battle, but that's the problem with training camp fights. Your star players want to jump in. And like you say, Dez done took two to the face. How many times can he get punched in the face without him getting seriously injured? Tyler Patman caught him once. And the dude from St. Louis caught him once.
Like you say, Dez got to realize he's not just a soldier in the Army no more. He's not just any player for the Cowboys. He's a general in the Army. You're a big time. You don't go fight first.
True.
You let everybody else go fight first, and then you fight. Like, bro,
I feel you. Yeah, we need that presence on the offense. I mean, because he gives validation to the offense in general. Like, without him, you could stack the box against us, and our running game probably wouldn't be much and nothing. We saw that before. So,
right.
Yeah, he needs to chill out. Cam Newton out here dunking people with a smile on his face. That's kind of creepy, though. Like, how you fight with a smile, bro? That's creepy.
Cam, though.
Hey, you got to smile all the time, bro. Even when you punching somebody, you gonna punch it with a smile. Like, there you go, from Cam Newton.
You said that's what he do everything with a smile.
Yeah, man, whoop your ass with a smile. That's crazy. That's what they catch him fight. You know, if he gets hurt, you can call Carolina season over with.
That's true.
Like I said, it's been a bunch of training camp fights. But like I said, most of the fights have been going on between second stringers and third stringers and preseasoners. And I call them preseasoners because they won't make the roster after the preseason. Oh,
that's just what it is. Like, it's always been training camp fights. But it's like this year, you got a quarterback fighting. You got two quarterbacks, you know. That's new right there.
True. You don't usually catch the pretty boy of the team, the hero of the team out there throwing blows. Well, one of them threw blows anyway. The other one just took it. Yeah, he took a mean one. But yeah, so I guess we're going to we can really start trying to talk about how some of these teams are starting to shape up, I guess. But not some of the team. We're going to really stick with the home team. Talk about the Cowboys. It's really a Cowboys Sunday. We got the 49ers today with a head coach that makes headlines for a lot of the wrong reasons. Like they call him the caveman of the NFL. He can't talk too good to the media. I don't know if you ever heard one of his interviews or any of his media press conferences. Boy. That's something to listen to. I mean, I promise you, he sent a shout out to Jose Nim, who was making them tacos in the front office. Like, that's what he said. He's one of them type of people. That's what he say. He say, shout out to Jose, we making them tacos in the front office. And he had a lot of racial slurs about a lot of people in the people in the San Francisco front office, and it's kind of funny. But he wasn't trying to be derogatory with it. It was just him. Yeah, that's just him. And it's bad because, like I said, he didn't know at one point in time on his opening press conference they were asking him who he was going to pick as his offensive or defensive coordinator, and he was like, "Well, why don't you tell me who I should pick?" Why don't you give me a name? Will you give me a name? Who you think I should? I'm talking, this is his first day. It's open press conference. He's offensive than the mud. He going hard. He going in. So, a lot of their players retiring. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's brand new. I think he's a former defensive lineman coach. And I say you got a lot of their players leaving. A few of their young players retiring. I think they would cut Alden Smith, have to cut him because he's hit and run. You know, Michael Crabtree is now with the Raiders. Yeah, yeah, they had to get rid of him. They said the NFL said he was going to be suspended anyway for a year. They say Michael Crabtree over there with the Raiders now, so they stuck with Colin Kaepernick and Quan Bolden and tight end. Can't think of tight end name.
Brandon Davis,
he
old too.
Brandon Davis, he say he old, huh? That's damn. That's you gonna take it there, huh? Damn.
Like you say, he got that U edge up.
Oh, that's tough, boy. He gonna go off that man edge up, man. That's boy. He ain't did nothing to you, fool.
Can't play with him.
Don't need him. He said, I can't win with him.
Yeah.
He was proven wrong, man. Mike Secretary proven wrong. They went to a Super Bowl with him. But I don't think they're going to do much. No, they didn't win. Lights went out.
It wasn't his fault, though. Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
That's it. But I think that they're going to be pretty tough this year. It's going to be a long season for San Francisco. They might be the bottom dwellers of the NFC West, man. It's not looking good. Like I said, your quarterback could say what?
Colin Kaepernick in a bad situation.
Yeah, he got one old receiver that's decent. Who was the other receiver? Is it Stevie Smith? Steve Smith, the other one from that used to play in New York.
I'm not even sure.
I'm not either. That's the bad part about it. your NFL team, young man. Whew. It's gonna be tough for y'all, San Francisco. Yeah, you have, like I say, young offensive lineman retiring, talking about their concussions. I mean, your offensive line just made, defensive line just got cut with your talent. One of your talented defensive linemen leaving, or well, you're having to get rid of them. I just don't see the year for the 49ers who facing off against the Cowboys, who probably ain't gonna, they probably ain't gonna play their starters no more than the series if they play them at all today. So we're gonna be seeing a lot more of, oh, Oklahoma State himself, Brandon Weeden.
Last week, man, when he dove and tipped the ball, man, that was the funniest thing I've seen in my life.
It's like nothing in his head said foul on the ball. I don't think nothing told him to foul on the ball. That's amazing.
Right.
He's a quarterback.
If he was going to do that, he could just kick the ball. Just kick it.
He just gave him a touchdown. Because he wasn't going to kick it out the end zone.
That's what he did anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I still don't see how he still is the backup. Like, I ain't saying I don't see how he in the NFL because I don't practice with him and stuff like that. But from what I see on the TV, I'm starting to question whether or not he should be in the NFL. Like, I don't know what's going on, Brandon. I guess you figure you take a chance because he's already older. You know, you don't think he'll make the dumb mistakes, but then you see him make the dumb mistakes. It's like, dude, you 30. You 30. I know it's your third year, but you 30. We don't expect you to do this type of stuff.
He should be beyond that.
Yeah, like, he do that type of stuff constantly. Like I said, we can't move the ball when in. Well, we did move the ball pretty good until he fumbled. I'll give you that. But
that could be fine.
It wasn't on the strength of Brandon Reading.
Nah,
he's a little line. Yeah, I say Brandon Weeden was just being a game manager, and he couldn't even do that. And that's I'm in the line to say we should cut him. And I take our chances on somebody else that's out there because he ain't no better than nobody else that's out there.
That's true. But you gotta have somebody. Somebody to play, and we not really gave him some money, so.
Oh, yeah, we have, huh? Well,
hope
I'm
gonna get hurt.
Man. Maybe the black dude, I can't think of his name now, the one that played on the punt team, maybe he can show us something, man. I know he had a few scrambles in the last preseason game. We'll be looking out for him because I know it's either going to be this game or preseason game number four. We're going to see a whole lot of him because he probably ain't going to make the team.
Yeah, but he's not gonna make his team. So the simple fact that he plays quarterback and he plays on the punt team, Oh, yeah, he doesn't have
any. Yeah, because I don't think his arm is the highlight of his, you know, I don't think that's what he brings to the table. He don't bring a good arm to the table. He's pretty good with them feet, though. You see, he's an athlete, so he's going to go play on the punt team. He's going to help the team out any way he can, man. That's how he's going to get on the roster. He's going to take Brandon Wheaton's spot.
I don't see it.
No? No chance, huh? No. Dang.
I mean, somebody
well,
should take
Brandon Wheaton,
but I doubt it's going to be him.
I feel you. Because that's Brandon Wheaton is something special. I ain't never seen it before. I mean, I guess you could say Johnny Manziel up there in Cincinnati, but, hey, I feel like he was overrated in the first place. He was stupid at A&M. He made bad decisions at A&M. But I guess you could say, speaking of Johnny Manziel, he is staying out of trouble this year. He got Cleveland looking as bad as they've ever been. I mean,
oh, he progressed this year.
They still sorry. Like, really sorry.
He said he going to show up. He said he was a rookie last year. Everybody looks bad as a rookie. So you got to give him some time. He's a rookie, and he didn't even start.
No, he didn't start. He didn't really have a chance.
You know,
well, I ain't going to say shit. He probably should have started because what they had out there on the field, whew. Yeah, he should have started. But, yeah, it wasn't going
to
be no better.
For the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, because old boy had a good Brian Hoyer had a good end of the season, and then he got hurt. And that's cool, but that's like saying Jay DeLong was going to develop into a great quarterback because he had a good season in Carolina. Like, I guess with Cleveland, it really wasn't a question of the talent they had. It was the quarterback.
Right.
Oh,
and they say this year, Johnny Manziel is going to be a lot better, so they're going to be a lot better this year.
That's what they hope. You're right. I guess that is they hope, that Johnny can take them to the promised land.
Yeah, Johnny said he's going to shake up the league. Ain't that what he said? Come on, draft me.
Yeah.
So shake up the league.
That's what he told him on the phone. Right? He shook up the league, all right, though. He damn sure did that.
He's about to get it on.
He did that perfectly, huh?
And now it's time for him to show up.
He's
about to show up. It's year two.
We shall see. I mean, I don't think he's going to be as bad as he was last year, but.
He can't. I hope not.
Yeah, Cleveland. Cleveland going to be. Because who we? I kind of feel bad for old Johnny, man. No, I don't. Not really. I'm lying. I feel to say I feel bad for Johnny, but I really don't. He kind of brought that on himself. He kind of brought that on himself. Oh, I was listening to the radio, man. Listening to 105.3 The Fan. They had a good topic, man. And I'm gonna bring it up to you. They was like, you know, LeBron James is probably the most beast of a human being as far as in his sport and basketball. Like he's the freak athlete. Because of his size and the things that he's able to do with his size.
Right.
Who would you say is the LeBron James, and not in terms of being like, you know, I got championships, take the championships out of it, but I'm a beast because of my size and what I can do with it in the NFL. Like, who is the LeBron James of the NFL, in your opinion?
Calvin Johnson.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Like I said, his name was brought up. Adrian Peterson. And the reason why this was even brought up because Jamal Charles made that claim for himself. He said he's LeBron James of the NFL. But I'm guessing, like, don't hold me to it. He was talking about his versatility. Like, he can do a lot of stuff because for his size, you could say he's he's a great athlete, but he's supposed to be fast. Like, that's what he was built on, his speed. I don't know, man. I personally would go with Adrian Peterson because he's a monster for his size. He shouldn't be running the 4.3, 4.2.
being as bulky as he is as a running back. He should be Steven Jackson type. Because I think him and Steven Jackson might be similar in size, but Steven Jackson is like 4'5", 4'6". On a good day.
Man, I can understand the Adrian Peterson thing because he do all that and he beat kids. He a cold dude.
Say, bro, you ain't had to take it there. That's cold, man. Adrian Peterson say he just disciplined his son the way he got disciplined.
Yeah, he beat his kid.
he was showing his love for his kid.
Hey, I'm pretty sure Ike said he was showing his love for Tima, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was. You sure ain't nobody going to love her like her. Ain't nobody going to love you like me, baby. He right. He right. Anybody going, too many people going to beat your ass like I am. But, yeah, I say it was like Adrian Peterson, J.J. Watt, like you say, Calvin Johnson. Some people even threw out Ndamukong Suh. But, yeah, I guess I'll throw my money out there on Adrian Peterson. Let's say, you say Calvin Johnson, the beast. He, like I say, Calvin Johnson shouldn't be running no 4.43s, 4.4s at his size either. I agree. He's huge. He shouldn't be doing that.
Calvin,
he shouldn't be able to jump
as high. I say Calvin Johnson because he was the first receiver I seen get punt coverage on a regular play.
Well, you're right. You know what? You're right. Because they sure did put two people on line scrimmage. That was amazing. I had never seen that either. That threw me off. But yeah, man, I guess we can go to the last, six, seven minutes of the show. Talk about, going to preview the Cowboys season, how you think Cowboys going to go, how I think the Cowboys going to go regular season. Could go game by game. Yeah. Actually, that's what we're going to do, go game by game. And, just first of all, are you even going to watch the preseason tonight? I doubt if you do, but I'm just asking.
I doubt it.
I highly
doubt it.
All right. I think I'm going to watch it, though. I think I'm going to try to check out the Lyle Collins character. Try to check out, I'm pretty sure he's going to get a lot of tick. Going to get a lot of chance to play left guard, left tackle, whatever. But because I'm pretty sure Tyron Smith isn't hurting. I mean, he isn't playing. And I'm going to check out the little young fellas. That's what I want to do, check out the young fellas. But we're going to go game by game. We're going to start week one at home versus the Giants, Sunday Night Football.
Man.
Win, loss.
That's a hard call, man. Eli gonna throw the ball, man, and that Beckham boy, and then he got Victor Cruz back too. They gonna catch it. So hopefully
it's gonna be
our
tough.
Defense can do something. Yeah, hopefully our defense can do something, man.
So what you call it, win or lose?
We're going to tie, man, 42 to 40.
Oh, man. Okay, you say tie, so he's going to score that week.
No. We'll pull it out, man. We're going to run the ball and keep it close, man. We'll win 24-17.
All right. So he started out with 1-0. Week 2, Sunday, primetime game, 3:25, versus the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia.
Man, that's another hard call.
That's how they do it, man. That's how they start the Cowboys out. Because
week two, DeMarco will still be healthy week two. When we play him later,
yeah, he's going to want something to prove.
Yeah, he'll be hurt by me. So they might win week two. It's in Philly? Yeah, they might beat us in Philly.
They might beat us? All right, so Cowboy 1-1. Game 3, at home, Atlanta Falcons. Say, yeah, you're looking at them receivers, ain't you?
They gonna throw that ball, man.
Yeah, you think about them receivers.
Okay. Another game, we're gonna keep it close, man. We're gonna win again. We're gonna run the ball, man. We're gonna win. We're gonna beat them, like, it'll probably be 27-17.
Okay.
As long as that defense don't give up more than 2 touchdowns, you'll be all right.
He said, so we gonna beat Atlanta. All right. Week 4. On the road, Sunday Night Football, New Orleans Saints.
Just because it's the Saints, that's an easy win, man. You're going to walk in there and get that easy win in New Orleans.
You say what now?
You're going to get an easy win in New Orleans.
Oh, okay, easy win in New Orleans. So, all right, so we 3-1, first quarter of the season. Week 5.
Yeah.
Everybody waiting for it. Depends on what his suspension look like at the half. New England on Patriots.
We at home?
At home.
Yeah, we might take that L, man. I hate to say it, but for some reason we don't play.
You think we gonna take that L at the crib?
Yeah, everybody come hard when they come to Dallas and play. For some reason we don't do as well in Jerry World as we should.
I get that. Yes, I think we gonna actually pull out the upset, man. I say we gonna beat Tom Brady, man. But you got us going. We were four and three, three and two. All right. Week 6. On the road, New York Giants.
Man, we gonna win that game too.
I guess we can pick up the second half for the show next week, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. We are running out of time. And I once again thank you for calling in, fella. I was looking at the board now. The board was there. We got, 2 minutes left. See if we can finish going through the schedule. We got who we on? We just left the Giants, right? The second game meeting against the Giants. At home against the Seahawks after the Giants.
We'll beat them. That's going to be a good evening.
So you said we were going to beat the Giants the second time or the first, or we were going to lose to them on the road?
We'll beat them the second time on the road. We'll beat them.
Okay, so we was 4-2. So we 5-2 at this moment. All right, next game at the half against the Eagles.
Well, we'll be 6-2 after that one.
All right. We got the Buccaneers on the road after that.
We get to go see Jameis?
We get to go see Jameis.
Yeah, that's a good win right there for us.
All right, so 7-2.
We're going to roll them.
And then we on the road against the Miami Dolphins.
We going to roll them, too.
8-2. Looking good so far there. Okay, we at the half against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Cam going to be us at the half.
All right, 6-3. He said we going to lose a lot of games at the half. We on the road, yep. Okay, on the road against the Redskins.
That's an easy win.
All right, 8-3. On the road against the Packers.
Ooh, that's the loss.
8-4. Okay, at the house against the Jets.
Yeah, that's an easy win right there, boy. That quarterback is going to drop.
All right, watch out now. 9-4. Okay, on the road against the Bills.
Against the Bills?
Yeah, and my fault. That'll be 10-4. We will be 10-4 right now.
Yeah, we'll squeak out that win. That'd be a low score.
All right, and last game against the Redskins at the half. 10 seconds.
Finish it off with a good win.
All right, so we back at 12-4. Man, once again, I'd like to thank you for calling in, man. And once again, thank y'all for listening to Talk That Talk, tweeting LJ. LJ should be back within about a week or so, serving our country. I appreciate you. Anything to say?
Black Lives Matter.
All right, then. Let's go. react.